Item 1312, and my understanding is Commissioner Fritz will be back in time for the vote on this.
1312, approved Portland Housing Bureau to participate in the Home Purchase Assistance Program, a Freddie Mac pilot mortgage loan product that provides down payment and closing cost assistance to low and moderate income homebuyers through approved participating mortgage lenders.
Very good. Colleagues, one of the biggest obstacles to home ownership is savings to cover the down payment and closing costs. We've heard a lot about this of late. The Home Purchase Assistance Program is a new program proposed by the Portland Housing Bureau to help families cover these upfront costs. The Home Purchase Assistance Program provides low and moderate income homeowners, home buyers in the city of Portland, up to 8% of the mortgage amount for a down payment and closing costs associated with the housing purchase. This program is being piloted by Freddie Mac. This is the government purchaser of mortgage loans. And Portland has been selected by Freddie Mac as one of the only five governmental jurisdictions to participate in the initial rollout of this program. Assistance provided by Home Purchase Assistance Program is provided by first mortgage lenders in exchange for charging a slightly higher interest rate on the mortgage and does not require city funds to implement the program. The Home Purchase Assistance Program is targeted to families who can afford the mortgage loan necessary to own in the city of Portland, but exceed income limits of programs that can provide assistance with down payments or closing costs. Today we have Portland Housing Bureau Program Manager Andrea Mathiason still here, and HPAP Program Coordinator Ira Bailey available to discuss this further and answer any questions. I see Director Krieger is here as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
welcome
Mayor.
Back and welcome.
Kirk Krieger, Housing Director. Ira, I know, is on his way. You've gone so quickly through your agenda that I suspect that he was tracking time and thought he had
That's
a little
all right.
Bit more.
We still need you to stall because I can't take the vote until Commissioner Fritz returns.
Wonderful. Well, just to frame the issue, when I came to Portland, we had an excellent history of homebuyer assistance, down payment assistance within the urban renewal areas. And we were pretty well capitalized within the interstate corridor urban renewal area, but we really had nothing available for someone living outside of an urban renewal area. And as you well know, a state statute limits the city to some 15% of the land area to be designated an urban renewal area. So we were missing out on a huge swath of the population. And knowing that we couldn't really justify using ongoing general fund revenue for down payment assistance citywide, we decided to tap the hydraulics of the private sector to recognize that long-term lending presents an opportunity if people are willing to accept a slightly more debt over the life of the loan. We can essentially generate for themselves a down payment and closing costs. So I think it's an elegant solution to a long-standing problem. We're honored that Freddie Mac has the confidence in Portland. This has taken a few months to put together, but Andrea and Ira have run this through the community-based review process, and we're very excited about this. So I'll let Andrea take it from there.
Thank you, Kurt. Again, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners Andrea Mathiason, Portland Housing Bureau. We could dive into the technical mortgage lending requirements of the program, but we are not going to do that today. Instead, I did just want to provide a very high-level example of what the program can offer. So for a household that is looking to secure a mortgage of about $300,000, this program could provide them with cash for closing costs and prepaid mortgage insurance to the tune of about $18,000. And so that is very helpful to these households, particularly because their ability to prepay that mortgage insurance lowers their monthly costs in a significant way. The amount of cash, that $18,000 that the first mortgage lenders are providing, is placed as a lien on the property for 10 years. There is no interest rates, there's no payments, and it is forgiven if the property owner remains in the home for 10 years. The income limits for this program are being proposed at 140% of area median income. It's about $104,000 annually. Those are consistent with some of the other low and moderate income homeownership programs administered by the Housing Bureau. We attempted to structure this in a way that would work with other programs that we're currently offering. The mortgage credit certificate program, for example, this program works nicely with that, so that homeowners can leverage all of the available homeownership assistance in order to overcome kind of the challenges that exist in the homeownership market currently. This program does also require education, first-time homeownership counseling, so that homebuyers are aware of what this product requires of them. It requires lenders to also provide them an analysis of what that increased mortgage interest rate means over the 30-year life of the loan if they were to stay in the home for the full 30 years. I think one other additional thing that I did want to clarify is that we anticipate, based on information from the mortgage lenders that we will be piloting this program with, is an estimated 100 to 200 home buyers may utilize this program annually. And, of course, that's just a projection. It's not something that's been available previously. And I just wanted to ask if you had any other questions about the program as it's currently proposed.
On what basis was Portland selected?
You know, I think that that's a good question. I would defer to Director Krieger. I believe that he held some relationships with Freddie Mac and under some of his previous employment that allowed Portland to enter into conversations about piloting this program.
Great. Director Krieger?
Yeah. I'd like to say that this is probably the power of networking. Indeed, Freddie Mac is based in McLean, Virginia, which is Fairfax, where I last came from. Their director of single family has a long history with a longtime associate of mine who's in the audience, Jim Stretz, used to be the director of the New Mexico Mortgage Finance Authority. She was his director. When she went to Freddie Mac, they continued a very strong working relationship. And Jim approached me after I had become bureau director with the concept. I did meet with Freddie Mac a couple of times in Washington, D.C. as I discharged my duties as a board member of a nonprofit called NALFA, the National Association of Local Housing Finance Agencies. So it's been maturing for about the last year, and We're pleased that they have the confidence in our market. They wanted to make sure they had a West Coast market partner.
Great. Thank you for reeling this in with us. We appreciate it very much. Is there a public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Thank you for explaining it to me ahead of time. Aye.
Fish.
It's an incredibly innovative program which addresses the barriers that some people face to home ownership. So hopefully we'll be able to demonstrate through this pilot that it works here in Portland as well and build on it. So thank you both. Congratulations. Aye.
Saltzman.
Yeah, it sounds very exciting. So good work. Aye.
Wheeler.
Excellent. Again, Director Krieger, thank you for your significant efforts on this. You have my gratitude. And Andrea, thank you. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted.